Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, it seems like there may be big news from our Twitch viewing family. I haven't fully confirmed it yet, but Butter Guy appears to be engaged to be married.
I saw that. Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he dropped a fiance in there.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, she is apparently a blind woman, and there's something for everybody.
That is right.
There's someone for everybody.
Yep. That is
something
true.
For everybody. So
very
so
happy
true.
For him.
Yeah, yeah, happy for Butter Guy, and you can watch this show every day on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI, and this show on Twitch is presented every day by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit, one in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the others in Portland, Maine and Bath, Maine. Just visit springersjewelers.com. I think our Western Maine audience in Portland and Saco and Ocean Park and everywhere is back on board this morning. They fixed the problem up there. Is that what I'm hearing, Sean?
That's what it seems like, Greg. Ken was right on it this morning. Let me tell you.
Well, that will make. Did Ken Laird fix that?
I believe so. He shot me a text. He's like, hey, I need you to double check on a couple other stations for me.
Oh,
it seems
good.
Like Ken was all over it.
He's wired this morning.
Well,
all right.
Ken is always up early and working and keeping the network going. So I want to thank Ken for ensuring that we can be heard in all parts of Western Maine on the water. And that will make that caller yesterday very happy. And so speaking of Twitch, did Terp have some sort of a lock of the day that he was yelling about earlier this morning with you? I heard you two earlier this morning.
Yeah, we were chatting it up, yucking up about Ball in the hallway here, Greg. And Terp's got a underdog lock of the day for you. UC San Diego to beat Michigan. Mm. Apparently, UC San Diego shoots the lights out of the ball.
Right.
Just absolute,
okay.
Just from downtown, okay. Left and right. So he's all over UC San Diego today.
All right. Well, we will be watching basketball with you this afternoon, starting at 5 at the Copper Top Lounge at Wachusett Mountain, the pregame for the snow show, which is at Wachusett tomorrow morning.
And to appease Boss Man, you can listen to March Madness starting at noon today on EEI AM.
Oh, on
yes.
AM, on
yes.
The AM frequency.
Yep.
Okay, excellent. Chime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
Good morning to 207 texter from my adopted home continent, the Maine, who was not listening yesterday and so therefore is correcting me on suggesting that Portland is in Western Maine.
Uh-huh.
There was a caller who was very agitated yesterday with me referring to Ocean Park, Maine and the state of Maine as my adopted home continent. Not only was he upset that I referred to Maine as a continent, but he was upset that I felt like Ocean Park on the ocean was in the eastern part of Maine. He said it was western. It was down west Maine.
Yeah.
And so that's why I said that. I am well aware. I have been spending all my summers for a long period of my time in beautiful Ocean Park, Maine. Little shack up there, and so I am well aware of everything to do with the state. So
beautiful shack.
Thank you. Shack took a little damage over the winter, frozen pipe situation up there.
But oh, boy, that sucks.
Got everything fixed and ready to rock.
Thank
so.
Goodness.
All right, where do you want to start when it comes to They Said It, Chime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with your New England Patriots. Daniel Jeremiah, my guy DJ, was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, and he was asked about the idea of the Patriots being able in a position to draft Travis Hunter. Here is what DJ said about the possibility of Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter falling to the Patriots.
Well, if he does get there, I don't think he gets by your guy.
Okay.
So that was, you know, I think if you're a Patriot fan, you're hoping these two quarterbacks go before you pick.
Yep.
And then you're either going to get one of those guys. You're going to get Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, elite players. I think with Travis, it's the unique part about him. The special part is it's different for different teams of how you'd use him. I do think it's easier to major in defense and minor in offense. But looking where the Patriots are at corner and where they are at receiver right now, if he were to go to that specific team, I think I would say, look, you're full-time offense, and we'll find some spots for you, whether it's some third downs,
red zone,
you know, different packages, and we'll sprinkle you in on defense. But
yeah.
I don't know how you look at Drake May and say, you know, this guy that we got who's better than anybody else at the position on our team, we're only going to use him part-time. I don't think that would make sense.
All right.
Okay.
Full-time offense.
That could be the plan.
If that's the way they want to go, they feel like he's the best wide receiver in the draft and you want to take him at number four, I'm all for it as long as you're putting him full-time offense. And, you know,
see, when I said this, you said, that's ridiculous.
No,
he's
no,
never
no.
gonna he's never going to do that.
Courtney, you said 50-50.
No, I didn't. I said,
you got revisionist history. I said the only reason I don't want Travis Hunter is because he can't play both sides of the football. And you said, oh, yes, he is.
No,
he
and said I said, well, what if he's going to play more receiver?
No, you said,
and you said he's not going to do that. That's not what he's declaring.
He's going to play both sides of the football. That's what he's saying. That's what people are telling him. He's going to play both sides of the football. And I said, Courtney, he can't do that. I said, if you're getting Travis Hunter, he's playing 99% on one side of the football. And if that happens to be offense, I'm on board.
You said
with
it
that.
Was not going to be offense.
Because you told me he's not doing it.
We've talked about this a lot, but has there been any indication? I think there were rumblings at the combine that the player had said that he would be okay with playing wide receiver. Has there been any indication of what his druthers are when it comes to Travis?
So the latest thing I saw was him on
did
his
you say
own.
The latest thing?
No, the last thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you said latest.
He did. I thought he was talking about in the pips.
Nope, I said the last.
Okay.
The last thing I saw was him on his own podcast talking about how he still wants to play both sides of the ball, but he has to prove it to NFL teams because nobody's going to just let him do it and just be like, yeah, Trav, you can go ahead and play both sides of the football. Here you go. He has to prove that he can actually do it, but he wants to play both sides of the ball.
And that was the thing.
But he's going to clearly make more money.
Yes.
If he is a successful wide receiver in the NFL, and he has to be thinking about that.
All day long. All day long. Even though corner is his natural position, if you're saying you're playing, and based off Daniel Jeremiah, if the Patriots are saying you are playing 100% of the offense,
yeah,
then okay.
So putting two and two together, if someone of import were whispering that we love the player, if the player is available at number four, we are absolutely going to take the player.
Mm-hmm.
And adding that to the two that is, we're not really interested in Cooper Kupp. We're not really going to make a run for any of these guys that are going to cost us a lot of money and a lot of capital.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that has been their plan, is that we are drafting him and he is going to be our go-to wide receiver.
If that's your plan, okay. If that's the plan you're going to go with, okay as long as you're telling me he's 100% a wide receiver. Because if you're telling me he's still doing both, then basically what you're doing is you're not giving Drake May the best chance to be successful, because you're not giving Travis Hunter the best chance to be successful. If you're playing him 60-40, 50-50, it won't work.
Okay. What's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, from a guy we hope to be a Patriot to a guy that was a Patriot and no longer is, David Andrews.
Can I interrupt you?
Of course.
Real quick, this is Christine, who is upset with Wiggy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christine.
Wiggy's wrong. I listened all day yesterday. Courtney said that. She said, what if he chooses and sells himself as, yes, I'm willing to be an offensive player the whole time? And Wiggy said, he's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. And she's like, but what if he chooses to? What if he sells himself that way? Mm-hmm. And he kept arguing with her, so she's right.
Thank you, Christine. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Courtney.
Another one. Christine's clearly didn't have selective hearing. Because yesterday we didn't even talk about it.
Courtney, I think you're gaslighting Courtney.
No.
He is gaslighting me.
You're trying to gaslight me.
If you go back to Saving by Shaving, I believe it was my lead, and you just poo-pooed it the entire time.
So it is shocking now.
The more we talk about it, he's like, okay, I'd be on board with that.
You've been from day one, you've been... Travis Hunter has said he wants to do both.
And then I said, well, what if he chooses to be an offensive player and he's not a cornerback? And you said he's never going to do that.
No, I didn't.
Wiggy has misogynist tendencies.
I don't know what misogynist
means.
Wiggy's not a misogynist. I want to be dead ass. What does that mean?
Wiggy is not a misogynist.
What does it mean?
It means that you put down women.
I don't put down. I was raised by a single mother.
I know.
You just said Christine couldn't hear.
No, I said, so, Dick, guess what? There are plenty of guys who can't hear. I was raised by a single mother, so I hold women to a high standard. I've been married for 30 years.
And you have a daughter.
Yeah, and I have a daughter.
But I will say that I was on this.
I treat women the same way I treat men.
I just said that. I've said that.
Mm-hmm.
Over a week ago, yep. I was on this, and you just were not having it then.
No.
And now it's just shocking the more that it's maybe coming to fruition that you've changed your tone.
No. I've been on it since day one.
Okay.
If he's going to do both, I don't want him. If he's only going to do wide receiver, okay, I'll take him. I'm the one who showed you what an offensive player makes versus a defensive player. And the highest paid offensive player is Ja'Marr Chase with $160 million, where the highest defensive player is $100 million. So I've been on that for day one. You've been pushing the narrative that he wants to play both. And I had said he can't do both.
Now, let me ask a question of the professor and the coach. If you are drafting at number four wide receiver, would you prefer Travis Hunter or McMillan?
I want McMillan.
I think they're both solid because the wide receiver class isn't like you have this Marvin Harrison type of player, whether it's McMillan or Travis Hunter.
Okay.
I know Travis.
Interchangeable in your mind, either or.
Yeah, because neither one is like a game changer at wide receiver. Like there's no, you're not making the argument that Travis Hunter is going to be Ja'Marr Chase. And neither the argument with Tetaro and McMillan.
Okay, on to David Andrews, Shime. Sorry about that.
No problem, Greg. So David Andrews talked on his podcast with Brian Hoyer about being released from
Brian
the New England
Hoyer.
Patriots, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. Here is David Andrews.
Hey, you have to respect it, but you don't always have to like
yeah,
it.
No, that's the truth. Like, if you're a competitor,
that's the hardest part.
If you're a competitor, you're not like great. You know, like this is all like, you know, no one wants to get fired, even in the real world. Like, and
that's right.
Definitely respect their decision. You know, do I like it? No. You know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think I could provide value. And, you know, I was, you know, hoping that I could try to play. And, you know, like I said, you know, just trying to get the ship in the right direction and, you know, help the organization.
Two things here, Greg.
Yeah.
One, can the Patriot ball washers stop? When this happened and he was released and we reacted live to it, it was a week ago.
Yeah.
Everybody was saying, Curtis, what are you saying? He's going to retire. It's okay. Like, no, bad decision. Also, I said, what's the downside of keeping him here through training camp At least if he doesn't make the team, he can work with Vrabel.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time is subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Work on this guy's a keeper, this guy's a patriot, because we all agree David Andrews, a patriot.
Yeah.
Would have won, he's won 2 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Instead, I get mocked for it. And then yesterday, Karen Garigian sat down with Devin McCourty, who said they should have kept him to at least have him around through camp.
Yeah.
Because of all the things I just listed.
I mean, leadership alone. You know, even not being part of the team last year from a playing perspective, he was somebody who was speaking out and mm-hmm. you could guess was trying to hold other guys accountable, the younger right. guys accountable. I mean, I it's a void in that locker room when it comes to leadership.
But they did him a favor. Well, because if he still wants to play.
He said in the podcast that he's going to live around here.
But he wants to play. So if he wants to play, why not?
But he doesn't want to, like, and move the family somewhere
but
else.
But if you want a job, he talked about being fired, right? And I've been in this situation before. They did him a favor. Releasing him now allows him to go to a team where he can learn the offense and be ready to go for that team come training camp. Releasing him during training camp doesn't help him out with other teams. So they actually did him a favor.
Because, he sounds like he's happy about it.
No. He's not happy about being fired.
Right, so they didn't do him a favor.
No, he's not happy about being fired because he still wants to play.
And he thinks he would have been the best center on the team if he
right.
was there.
But in their opinion, they don't believe it. So what they did, the favor that they're doing for him, Curtis, is releasing him now gives him more options for teams to go to and allows him to get in the building with his new team, learn the offense, and legitimately be the number one guy. Rather, if you wait till training camp, now when he gets cut, he's not going to have as many teams because teams are already going to have their centers in place. So that's them doing him a favor, and I get he doesn't like the part of being fired because he still thinks he can play and he still thinks he could be the best guy here, but they don't believe that.
He was, and I understand sentimentality does not work a lot of times when it comes to business, but he was really your last connection on that football team in that building
mm-hmm.
to the, you know, I hate the phrase, but the Patriot way or to the old days.
Right.
Right.
But they don't need that because Vrabel is your connection to that.
Okay.
And then Vrabel's guys that he brings in, those guys are now going to push the message that Vrabel's pushing.
The Vrabel way.
And the Vrabel way in that locker room.
Okay.
But that's what they're going to be doing.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to the Boston Red Sox. Alex Bregman spoke to the Foul Territory podcast, and he didn't even think he was going to end up with the Boston Red Sox. We can hear Alex Bregman's experience in the offseason in his own words.
It was kind of crazy. Honestly, met with a lot of teams, and then honestly, everything just happened in like the last 30 minutes. It was kind of rapid fire. We thought we were going somewhere else the entire time.
Yeah.
And then in like the last 30 minutes, we talked to Boston, and the deal got done. But no, I think it was definitely different than I expected. It was a good process, and you know, I'm super thankful to be here.
All right, where did you think you were going? I mean, you said it.
I knew you were going to ask you that. I was going to let him have that.
We thought we were going to be in Detroit the entire time, honestly. And then at the last second, Boston kind of came in.
Hmm.
much better option. No disrespect to Detroit,
but, right?
Much better option, and we are delighted to have you here. And what a game changer that guy is. So, and of course, Curtis, several texters earlier asking about the Dever story that you said because they can't find it.
Oh, okay. I'll produce it.
And so he said he's now okay with not playing third base?
No, that basically it's like, yeah, if you want me to, I won't now because I'm not the starter.
Really?
Yeah. I'll get the story.
What is wrong with him?
I mean, maybe he got called Ralphie. And he
you
got
to explain to me what now means.
Yeah, I mean, I hope.
I mean, if they convinced him. You know, it sounds like, based on Curtis's report...
Well, it sounds like you're losing a bet, because...
Sensitive Wiggy today, Curtis's report. It's not my report.
Well, that's what you're saying.
Right. Somebody reported it. I'm not reporting it.
Yeah.
Well, who reported it? That's all we're trying to get, because you're saying...
So you're saying it doesn't exist, which Curtis's report. Listen, if we're going to keep it a buck...
No, I didn't say it doesn't exist. I said, if that's what you're telling us, then somebody got to Devers and... Devers finally changed his tune to go, all right, I'll go to DH. Because he's been beating the drum saying he ain't.
Alex Cora yesterday said essentially that he will make, whenever it's time to make the announcement, he will make the announcement. But he also went on, I think this is with Chris Cotillo, went on to say that he does not expect Ralphie Devers
mm-hmm.
to play third base at all. During the rest of spring training.
Right.
And so, therefore, one can assume that if he has not played any time at the position in spring training,
right.
he is not going to be starting there on opening day. I guess you could assume.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just wondering, you know.
Unless he's so good, then he can just go out there and sit at the hot corner and start fielding the grounders.
Well, if they convince them to buy into what they're selling. Yeah. Then that's great for the Red Sox, because Courtney brought it up and we talked about it, that all we saw Devers doing was fielding ground balls and working on his fielding. So, and he's been pretty adamant that he really wants to play third base. So if they were able to convince him to go to DH, then they did a good job.
Okay. Anything else, Shime?
Yeah, one more for you here. Since it is the beginning of March Madness today, Rick Pitino is coaching in March Madness for St. John's. And he talked yesterday about who his biggest rival is and reflected on the time where he was a coach at Boston University. Here was Rick Pitino.
So you look back on those days and of the Palestra or being at BU, and you're going against... There's only one coach I really considered a rival in my whole career. And I've been blessed to coach against... I coached against Frank McGuire's last game, coach against Dean Smith. There's only one coach that's ever I had a strong rivalry with. And today I respect him as much as anybody in the game. And that was Jim Calhoun. We hated each other, BU and Northeastern hated each other. And there were 300 people at each arena. He goes on to coach in Connecticut. I go on to coach in Providence. And we hated each other there as well. And today I don't think I respect any coach in the game as much as I respect Jim Calhoun. So looking back on it, it was really funny at that stage of BU versus Northeastern.
Hmm. That is 97-year-old Rick Pitino.
Doing a good job.
Honestly, I know people hate him, but it's good that he's in the tournament. It's always fun to hate somebody like in the tournament. You need big personalities.
Yeah. I thought it was somewhat inappropriate where he went on to say during that press conference that if the Providence job becomes available in the next couple of years, he would have to consider taking it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, wow. It probably will, too. Yeah. So
he's doing it. He turned okay, St. John's around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I think Providence kids would love that.
If HBO is, like, timed out perfectly, I want Pitino to be in the news and have the Celtics docuseries show Rick firing Red Auerbach, because what a moment.
I know. That's got to be coming
up soon. He's back. I mean, Pitino's back, especially after going viral for his halftime.
Yeah.
And all this negativity that's in this town sucks.
Yeah, well, if you weren't so awful.
His halftime speech, so, and he's turned St. John.
Larry Bird's not walking through that door.
If he became the Providence head coach, we would have to have him on the show, like, weekly. Mm. He was a great interview. When I was at the ACC, he was at Louisville, and I always loved interviewing him.
Yeah.
And did he ever ask you to meet him in a restaurant when it was closed?
I knew you were going there, but no, he never did. He was very appropriate with me.
Okay. Are you saying that the Hill Note is properly timed for Rick?
The report was through Tony Maserati. Alex Cora yesterday was peppered with questions about why Devers was not playing any third base.
And he
said that this was something they clearly were, you know, we saw him working out at third base. Bregman was the third baseman again yesterday. Devers is not flying to Mexico to play the games, and then the season starts. So he will not have played any third base the entire spring.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is basically
what Greg just said. Now, what you just said,
yeah, right? Yeah.
Right. So that's he's been offered the opportunity. It's not that they've prevented him from playing third base. He's elected not to.
All right. They said it. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We are going to get to Courtney and today's news next. And there's, correct me if I'm wrong, but here in Massachusetts, there's an abundance of wealth floating around. Like everybody is just. Loaded up with cash, right?
Oh, yeah. Cost of living tells you that.
Okay, so it won't affect anybody if it costs you more money to get a ride to Logan Airport or anything like that, right?
Oh,
good time
to
good time for the state to bump that up, what it costs to go to Logan?
Yeah, especially with how good public transportation is going
here.
Okay, so that'll be good,
Excellent. We'll get to that and the rest of the news of Courtney next.